The Radboud Trust RE programme study reflects the agreed syllabus guidelines as set out by Essex Agreed Syllabus and Suffolk Standing Advisory Council on Religious Education. Radboud Trust RE curriculum aims to explore, learn and celebrate a range of principal religions found in the UK, whilst focusing on Christianity and including non-religious views such as humanism. We aim to engage pupils in discussion about what they can learn from religion so that they're able to develop their own identity and beliefs as well as learning about religion. We also aim to encourage pupils to accept and celebrate the differences between themselves and others. People should develop a positive attitude towards other people, respecting their right to hold beliefs different from their own, and towards living in a society of diverse religion and belief, which also enhances their spiritual, moral, cultural, and social development. Pupils will develop the ability to use what they have learned to consider and reflect upon current religious and moral issues across the world. The Radboud Trust Key Stage 2 RE curriculum is designed to ensure that all students, regardless of where in their learning journey they come to us, can access a comprehensive RE curriculum designed to meet their needs. RE is taught through thematic and systematic units. In Lower Key Stage 2, one thematic unit is taught. This is places of worship. In these thematic units, at least three religions are compared. Judaism is taught through thematic units. In Lower Key Stage 2, five systematic units are taught. Christianity, the importance of Jesus and his teachings, Hinduism, Sikhism, a second Christianity unit about the events in Holy Week, and Islam. In Upper Key Stage 2, two thematic units are taught. These are founders of different religions and the creation stories of different religions. In Upper Key Stage 2, four systematic units are taught. Christianity, Church and Rites of Passage, Buddhism, Christianity, the Bible and variety within Christianity, and finally, humanism.